Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us in activating, embodying, remembering our soul essence. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound healer. And I am your guide in this sound activation for this powerful portal of the Libra new moon, solar eclipse. And this one is powerful. So this sound activation is an energy healing. So please take the time to create a sacred space around you, light some incense, light a candle, really allow yourself to take in these healing energies. The goal of this is really to allow you to align to your soul, to the light, to your guides, to the divine, and also to ground. So it's not because eclipses in particular and also new moon lunar portals are very intense, it is very important to ground. So we will be focusing our energies not just on aligning with the higher dimensions and the higher frequencies, but also embodying them and anchoring, grounding them in your physical body. If you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio, please, or any other platform that cuts into the episode with, advertisements, please switch to a platform that does not do that. You can listen for free on my website, AusetKaAlchemy.com, AusetKaAlchemy.com/podcasts with an S. It is linked in the show notes. Or you can head to the RSS.com feed that is also down in the show notes. And all you need to do to receive is be open. Breathe deeply into the yesod, into the belly. Palms up to receive the energy. This is an energy healing, so do not be operating heavy machinery or driving while trying to do this meditation. Please, let's be safe. Let's use our wisdom and discernment. And without further ado, let's dive into these beautiful energies of awakening, ascension, healing, and expansion, balance, harmony, and alignment of this Libra new moon solar eclipse portal. Long deep breathing. You can have your right hand on your heart, your left on your womb space, or you can have both your palms up at your sides. Long deep breathing, eyes closed. As we open to receive, as we call in the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau. I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air. Purify our thoughts and our words. I call upon Archangel Raphael. Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body, I call in your healing energy. Breathe the breath of life into us. Nourish our spirits with your gentle breeze. As I call upon El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. Direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya, the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, and purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, flow, abundance, fertility, creation. Clarity. I call in your healing energy, your compassion Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth and wisdom, I call in your fiery and passionate energy. Align us with truth. Awaken within us the desire for truth. Illuminate our path forward today and every day. Bless us with passion, courage, strength, conviction. El Shaddai, as I call upon El Shaddai to activate the Chuba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, desire that is in alignment with our soul, with our light, with the divine. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us and bless us with grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. As I call upon Archangel Michael, protector of the earth, I call in your protective energy. Ground us in your strength and courage. Shield us with your mighty power. I call upon El Shaddai to purify our physical vessel, bless our creations. I call upon the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine presence, the indwelling presence. I call in your golden light. I call upon Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiach, Yeshua Mashiach, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. I call upon the energies of this Libra new moon, the energies of Tishrei, of the law of Nukhra, welcoming this new lunar cycle. As I call upon our spirit guides and the angels and archangels that watch over us, I call in the light, the Nukhra, the light that has no duality. I call upon our star brothers and sisters, Lyrans, Arcturians, Pleiadians, and the Hathors, the Venus lineage, Sirians, Andromedans, light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, light, healing. I call in the goddess Ma'at, goddess of truth, balance of connection to the divine. Shedding the veils, the illusion of separation, so we may know and live in the infinite oneness that is our truth. Bringing the golden light of Shekhinah into the Chochmah and the Bina, the Sefirot, corresponding to our third eye, to wisdom, understanding, clearing away the cobwebs and the veils of illusion around our vision, our inner knowing, the wisdom of lifetimes. As we let go of the patterns, the limiting beliefs, the contracts, the agreements we entered into knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, to not utilize our intuition, to not trust our intuition, to misuse our intuition. Allow these to be cleared from your energy field as you are filled with golden light. Breathing the golden light into the Hesed and the Gevura, the Sefirot corresponding to loving kindness, and communication of our light of our soul. Allowing the golden light, the light, the Nukhra, the golden light of Shekhinah to flow through you. Clearing away the blockages, cancel, clear, delete, dissolving the gag orders. Anywhere you have been silenced, either by choice or by force, allowing these to dissolve from your field as you strengthen your communication, strengthen your ability to voice your truth, the truth that is in alignment with your soul, with the harmony of your heart. Strengthening our expression, strengthening our communication. As we breathe the golden light of Shekhinah, the infinite light of creation, into the Tiferet, into the heart. And from the heart space, of grief, of loss, of pain. space, allowing ourselves to receive the unconditional love of the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Alaha. Feeling your heart space expand as we liberate the pain, the loss, the heartache, the grief. Therefore, what we have to share, the love that we are, is infinite. There is no beginning, there is no end to the love that you are, the love that you came here to receive, to give, to express. Outside of you, knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously. Transmuting and alchemizing any dense energies, any traumas, any karmas, any guilt, shame, blame, anywhere we do not feel comfortable. connection to the sacred womb space. Anywhere we do not feel safe expressing our passion, our sensuality, our dominion over our body, our power, our sovereignty, our creation. Thank you. due to the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha, and Archangel Gabriel. We give thanks to all of our guides, to the angels and archangels who guide us, to the light beings of the highest vibrations, the Pleiadians, the Hathors, Ma'at, the Arcturians, Lyrans, Sirians, or on the sand, go for a walk in nature, hug a tree, all of those things. Do it. It'll help you ground, it'll help you anchor, and it'll help you feel your infinite oneness. I thank you for joining me. If you have not tuned in to the energetic update episode of this Libra new moon solar eclipse portal, please check that out. It is in the link in the show notes. Also, if you enjoy this, please share, like, subscribe, follow, all the things. If you would like to share your experience with this activation, you can find me on Instagram at embodying the Shehina, at Aurea Lara, AUREALARA as well. There in the show notes, as well as you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, Aurea Lara, AUREALARA, once again. And on all these platforms, I share mantras, activations, mini sound activations. I give more of a rundown of the eclipse energies or whatever energies we're working on during that specific point in time. Whatever comes through me to be shared, I share on those platforms as well. So feel free to give it a holler, give it a shout, give it a subscribe, a follow, all the things. It is wonderful to be seeing how we grow and how we expand and how we are able to share this infinite light of creation. So I thank you once again for joining me. Don't forget to subscribe, please, please, please. Your support is greatly appreciated and it helps us grow. Have a blessed new moon, this new cycle of Tishrei. Blessings on this Friday. Whatever day you're listening to, it is released on Friday. And I will see you in the next episode. Ahava, have a blessed day of the goddess and a blessed Tishrei cycle.